Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Two-point game. Indiana with it. Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal. A three for the win. And goal! He got it!
Did I get the three? How'd I not get back?
That was unbelievable last night.
Really was.
I do like Halliburton being like, crap.
He's like, oh.
I wasted the choking celebration on that.
Great choke sign celebration.
Oh, it was so good.
Perfect. That's the setting for it. It's the team, for God's sakes. It's not just like doing that and you play for the Cavs or you play for the Celtics. You play for the Pacers.
Reggie was there.
Reggie's there. The Knicks had a huge lead. Like, that was an ultimate choke. Now, it's not, what was it, 8 points in 12 seconds or whatever the hell Reggie did that one game?
No, but it was
It wasn't that far off.
Seven with a little over a minute left. It was
I think it was
14. Yeah, I'm sorry, under a minute. It was 14 with 3 minutes left, and it was 17 with 6
no,
and a half.
It was a gag job and then some. And watching it live, it looked like he did get back behind the line. I thought it was a three.
I definitely thought so.
But I still, it's still comical the way he hit the shot, right? It wasn't nothing but net. Wasn't like a bank. It was hit the back of the rim and go straight up in the air. So everybody in the building has to watch it for what probably as a Knicks fan felt like an hour. And then it goes through. Pacers go nuts. Knicks fans are silent. Then they look at it and they're like, now's a two, so we're going to overtime. So now you have to get ready for five more minutes.
Well, it was such a bad shot. I thought, although I listened to Halliburton after the game, and he said Bridges tipped the ball away from him, which I think happened.
Because
watching live, I'm like, he had a floater. He had like a little 5 foot floater.
Yeah.
And he U-turned back to the 3 point line. I'm like, this moron, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
But I think Bridges knocked it free. So he kind of had to regroup. He stepped out to the 3 point line, took a fall away three where he did have a toenail on the line. I mean, he was definitely clearly on the line. I'm just saying in real time, Keith, I'm with you. I thought it was a three. It hits the front rim. It bounces 100 feet in the air. It's hanging forever, as you said. It drops through the cylinder. And you're like, what a terrible shot that turned into an all-time shot.
Mm-hmm.
But then what an amazing celebration. The choke job.
Perfect.
In the same building, as you said, at MSG with Reggie Miller right there.
Yep.
What a perfectly timed, perfectly used celebration.
And they're like, no.
And then it all fell apart. Be honest. I thought – I thought karma was going to blow up in his face by hitting the Knicks with the choke sign on a non-game winning shot. I thought that was going to blow up in his face. I thought that was going to be such a clown moment for Halliburton.
Yeah.
And they wound up winning the game anyway.
So I actually thought the Pacers were going to win, and part of it was because it was such a huge comeback, and it reminded me, not to the same degree, and obviously not as much at stake, but the Patriots comeback against the Falcons, which is still the greatest comeback of all time, where that game also didn't end in regulation. That game went to overtime. So there was actually a chance where even with all of that, you know, the Falcons come back. But it wasn't. Like, you just felt like, all right, this is over.
Yeah, well, that one I agreed
with. And I know Halliburton's not Tom Brady, but you get my point. Just like, once you've given that up, I feel like that's it. And we saw it with the Celtics, too. Like, the Celtics had their chances, even when they saw their 20-point leads disappear after game one and two. But there was something about, like, once that disappeared, it was like, you don't have the game anymore. And I felt like the Pacers, especially if they got out to a good start in the overtime, they were going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, both teams scored a million points in the fourth quarter.
I'll be honest, I didn't feel that way. I felt the opposite. I'm like, man, it's bad karma, and the Knicks are still at home, and that's going to blow up on Halliburton.
But this is also part of it.
I was wrong.
You picked the Knicks to win the series. I picked the Pacers to win the series. So I'm sort of always leaning a little bit that way.
Knicks in five, technically still alive.
Sure it is.
Not looking great.
No.
But technically still alive. So that was wild. And yeah, I didn't think that was going to work out for him. But no, I said this earlier. I think Halliburton is now, with the game on the line, the scariest guy left. That doesn't make him the best player, but like, I would not want to be on the other side. New York in this series, mm-hmm. Minnesota or OKC in the next series if Indy gets there. I would not want to have my team up two. The Pacers have the ball on the other side and there's like 5 seconds left.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that situation with Halliburton because you know he's probably going for the win, and he's hit a lot of those to this point. I can't imagine the luck continues, but he's been lights out in that spot all postseason.
Yeah, he's been really fun to watch, and he was really kind of under the radar too. I mean, he's good. He was third team All NBA last year. He was on the Olympic team. He was the guy that actually played less than Tatum, and he'll be probably All NBA. Second or third team, probably again this year.
Yeah. His peers think he's the most overrated player in the sport.
Right. So there's like, that's the one thing. So I was going to say, like, he's either not talked about or when he is, they're like, yeah, he's overrated. I'm like, well, how can he be overrated? I feel like going into the playoffs, it was all about the Celtics repeating. Then it was the great regular season Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs had. Then it's New York because it's New York, right? And Brunson. Then it's like maybe even more talk about Giannis, who he beat in the first round. I feel like nobody really takes the Pacers seriously.
No,
And they're just going to keep on winning. And we'll see. It's a long way to go in this series, but he's a good player, and he's turned into one of these like late in the game, fourth quarter kind of killers.
Well, their play style is relentless.
Yep.
And Carlisle may be the example of a coach who really is getting a lot more out of the roster than he's given.
And he's the right coach for
I'm
them.
I'm not dumping on Halliburton, Siakam. Like, they have good players, but
how about Nesmith?
They don't have like a crazy superstar. Nesmith was unbelievable. He had 8 threes in the game. He had 20 in the fourth quarter.
6 threes in the quarter.
So
8 for the game. No, but not only 8 for the game, he only took 9.
Yeah, he was 8 for 9.
Like, we even saw, if a guy goes like 8 for 18, you're like, good night.
Yeah.
Like, keep shooting. He was 8 of 9 from 3.
I mean, Missoula would be happy with 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh, sure. He's like, keep letting him fly.
Yeah.
8 for 9.
It's crazy.
So, no, Nesmith is unreal.
Aaron Nesmith had 30 points in an Eastern Conference Finals.
Look, we mentioned this earlier. We give Brad Stevens a lot of credit. Did I get an email about this? Was this a call? Somebody's like, Brad, there's no criticism for Brad Stevens. And I'm like, well, what do you really want us to criticize Brad Stevens for right now? I mean, I guess the philosophy of the Celtics and big picture, like how many threes they take. Stevens is on that list. But for like personnel, what do you really want us to blame Stevens for? I think we're going to have a lot of red meat to sink our teeth into when they're making moves this offseason and over the next year. But the Nesmith trade, that might be one that you can look at and go, yeah, that wasn't Brad's best. That wasn't even very good.
So I don't even really hold it against him.
The initial trade was basically Nesmith for Brogdon.
Yeah. So if you play this out, so Nesmith was with the Celtics for 2 years. So he was drafted by Ainge, 14th overall, and he was looked at as the best shooter in the draft. And you're like, all right. Sort of against the trend. Normally, Ainge isn't worried about shooters, and he's like, they'll figure it out in the league.
Let's get athletes. Some do, some don't. Let's get athletes, and they'll learn how to shoot, which he was right about with Tatum and Brown.
He was right about it with a few of those guys. But Nesmith was not very good when he got a chance. In his second year in particular, he really couldn't shoot. And you're like, wait a minute, that's all he can do, and he can't even do that? So when they traded him, I didn't bat an eye. They also traded another first-round pick in Romeo Langford, and you're like, great, don't care, because they weren't finding a way into the rotation. I don't know how they were going to develop. And so they get Brogdon. Brogdon's sixth man of the year. Then he's broken in the playoffs. He's hurt. And then you use him in the trade to get Jrue Holiday.
So that to me is where the discussion becomes interesting. Like, did you need Brogdon to get the Holiday deal done, or would another contract have made that happen? Who would that have been? So,
I also don't know if...
But I don't think Brogdon, like, his talent level was central to getting Holiday. That was more about contracts making it work.
But didn't you think after 2 years, Nesmith was just a bust?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. But we were wrong. I'm saying this
with the benefit of hindsight.
I wasn't, like, pounding the table to keep Nesmith. I'm just saying with the benefit of hindsight...
But this isn't,
probably
like...
Probably not Brad's best trade.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely wasn't his best.
In hindsight, I suppose. But
wasn't his best. I don't even know that it was a very good trade.
So, but I also don't know how many minutes Nesmith gets on the Celtics, and does he develop? So his first year, he played 46 games, 14 minutes. His second year, he played 52 games, but averaged 11 minutes. His first year in Indiana, it shot up to 25 minutes. So he's more than doubling his time.
How many nights does minutes does Hauser get? I can look that up, but, like, I don't know. You can cancel out Hauser's minutes, and he gets those. No?
I don't think he gets 20-something minutes a night.
Maybe No. I don't think he gets that much.
Oh, you know what? 22 and then 21.7.
So, I mean, I think there were minutes there, and Nesmith was already in the rotation. He might not have developed the same way here. But
that's what I don't know. That's sort of a, you know.
That'd be a better wing than Hauser in the rotation.
Yeah, right now. I just think, I thought they even, like, they sold, like, low on him. Like, I don't even know why this guy has value. It looked like he was just going to be, like, on his way to being out of the league through 2 years. Because you can't have one skill set, and you're not even good at that one thing. Because that's what it came down to. It's not like... You know, Al Jefferson at least showed a lot of promise. And if he developed to be even a better player, you'd be like, Al Jefferson's pretty good.
Yeah.
But you didn't see it at all with Nesmith.
Fair. All I'm going to say is we have given Brad a lot of credit for all of his moves.
No, that's true.
That's one that hasn't aged great.
Like with Belichick for a while. It's like everybody who left, like, nobody was good.
Yeah,
and you're like, I don't know. Like, Asante Samuel's, like, led the league in picks.
I'll tell you another one to keep an eye on. And this, again, we can debate how much of this of the fault goes to Brad, because Nesmith turned into Brogdon. And then I'd rather have Nesmith now. And then Brogdon turned into Holiday. Was there another way to make the Holiday deal without Brogdon?
Maybe not.
But okay, fine. There's a way to defend Brad on that one. There's certainly a way to defend Brad on trading for Al Horford. I mean, Horford's been really good. He helped him win a title. I'm not even saying I'd undo this. And the pick got dealt a second time, but... The pick you dealt for Horford is Şengün, who's a stud in Houston. And it's like, would I rather have the title than 10 years of Şengün? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a pretty good player that was the result of a Brad trade. So I think we're going to get a way better read on Brad Stevens as a GM, trying to retool things under Bill Chisholm. There's going to be a lot of trades he's going to have to make,
mm-hmm.
Both this offseason and in the near future. So you can discuss it all at 617-779-7937. Oh, we also got a new MVP, Keith.
Yeah, not my MVP, but
not
again,
my MVP
it was
either.
Trending this way. He was such a heavy favorite. I'm not surprised at all. And he did get 71 of the 100 votes. The other 29 all went to Jokic, who I thought had maybe his best year. And he's already won the MVP a couple of times. So I was like, maybe he just deserves it again. But there's always voting fatigue. You know, LeBron didn't win it every year. Jordan didn't win it every year. And so Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was the runner-up last year, had another awesome year. They're also maybe rewarding how good the team was. Like, they won 68 games.
I think there is some of that. So, I mean, OKC had a phenomenal year.
I'm not kicking and screaming about it. He had an awesome year.
Right. I think that's a fair way to say it. He's not my MVP either. I would have voted Jokic, but I don't think it's ridiculous.
No.
SGA won the MVP. I wouldn't have voted that way, but I'm not kicking and screaming either. As you said, votes were 71-29. In third place was Giannis, still 88 votes.
People hate Giannis, and yet he's had another awesome year.
I mean, I call him a big, giant loser.
He's a loser who won. He's on our tiers.
I want nothing to do with him.
Right.
But he was like the clear-cut three in the MVP. Mm-hmm. At number four, finishing there for the second time in his career, Jason Tatum. He got 11 third-place votes. He dominated the fourth-place voting, 84 votes in fourth place.
On Giannis, just before we get Tatum on this, it's almost like Mike Trout level. So this is going back to 17. This is where Giannis finished in the MVP vote.
Again, going back to 17.
Okay. Loser who won, but
yeah,
loser.
Yeah. Loser who won, loser.
MVP vote. 7th, 6th, 1st, 1st, 4th, 3rd, 3rd, 4th, 3rd.
Yeah, it's pretty consistent.
So he's been a top five player for a decade? Yeah. It's crazy.
And
anyway.
he's actually won MVP.
Twice.
Unlike Tatum, who's been top five but can never break through. So, look, we may have already felt this way before Tatum had the injury, but I think there were a lot of Celtics fans holding out hope that Tatum could one day be MVP, could one day be face of the league. I wonder if he's ever going to be a part of those discussions again post-injury, Keith. And we're not going to know for a long time, but he already was kind of on the outside, remains kind of on the outside even after a title. Looking in, he's right there, but he's never at the top of the heap. I kind of wonder if the days of discussing Tatum as a true MVP candidate, the days of discussing him as the face of the league, I wonder if that's done. And that's not to say he'll never come back as a good player. Durant came back and is still a very good player, making all NBA teams. But I kind of wonder if that discussion in reality is done with Tatum. He's finished fourth twice in the MVP vote. I wonder if that's the high watermark.
Well, what's funny is prior to the Achilles injury, I thought this might be where he's at, and maybe a guy or two passes him by, which sort of knocks you down to second team All NBA, which isn't a huge knock.
No, like no shame in that.
You know, especially if let's say he comes back healthy. Let's go like glass more than half full. He comes back healthy. Jaylen Brown's still on the team, and if Tatum is a top 10 player and Brown is a top 15 or 20 player, still a formula to win it. As long as you're, you know, 3 through 7 aren't terrible, like you could still win it with that mix. So I never really thought he was going to win an MVP. I thought he was sort of in this weird place where, perfect analogy earlier in the show, a texter said, kind of like the Undertaker in wrestling. Like there was always two or three guys that you would say are like the top star, but he was always there and he was better than 99% of everybody else on the roster. It's kind of the same case with Tatum. Tatum is going to be what, third or fourth straight year? Fourth straight year. I think they announced this tomorrow. But first team All NBA. Like, you can go back in the history of basketball. There are a lot of great players, Hall of Famers, that were never four times first team All NBA. He's going to do that in four straight years.
Especially consecutive, yeah.
Especially consecutive. But even at their entire career, Paul Pierce was never first team All NBA.
I was just going to say the same thing, yeah.
I don't think Ray Allen was ever first team All NBA.
I would be shocked.
Garnett? Probably a bunch, but again, he's considered like a top 25 player of all time. He is joining like pretty rarefied air, but it seems like he was being kind of held at bay. Jokic is always going to be an MVP candidate, it seems like. Giannis maybe for another couple of years, but now you have a guy who's the same age as Tatum and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who has finished higher than him in two straight years. Anthony Edwards is like 4 years younger.
Edwards, do you know this off the top of your head? Edwards was first team last year, right? Or was he just off of it?
Good question. No, I don't think he...
Well, he's going to be first team this year, we assume. Again, we won't know the teams until...
He was second team last year.
He was second, thank you.
Second team.
Okay, so I was about to say Edwards is sitting with two of those already, and he's 24.
No, Edwards won't be first team this year.
You don't think so?
I think it'll probably be Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's true. So maybe he still won't be there. That's true.
Because it's positionless, although it works... It's positionless now, although it works out where it'll be a center, two forwards, and...
You're right. Mitchell got more MVP votes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then even Cade Cunningham might finish higher than Anthony Edwards, but it's close. I mean, I think they'll both be on the second team, talking about Cunningham, who's another young guy. Like, that's the thing is there's so many young players on their, on the come up.
And Wemby was trending towards probably making second team, being just outside of first team. You have Cooper Flagg coming into the NBA. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of think, and you're right, Keith, maybe he was never, ever going to be a part of that. I never thought he was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he'd have a hot month in February every year and we go up. Is he the MVP of the league? Is he the face of the league? I mean, I'm sure Celtics fans will still want to have that conversation and try to get there. I kind of think that's done.
Yeah, I think it probably is too. And I think the Achilles injury only kind of accelerates that conversation because we might have been in the same boat anyway.
Forsberg had a good point about the timeline for Tatum's return. I'm trying to remember exactly
Forsberg
what it was.
Forsberg also said 11% chance Jaylen Brown gone.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Forsberg can be, he can throw in a sneaky negative haymaker here and there.
No doubt.
I'll try to pull up the exact way he put it, but basically we all talk about Durant and his time off and how he came back from it. They did not rush Durant back at all.
Or he didn't start the season, right?
Yeah, and I think he also didn't come back when they restarted, was that the bubble? So, like, Durant was off for 530-something days.
Oh.
And is part of the reason Durant came back so well. Like, he's one of the real success stories because you really gave him a lot of time off. And is that another reason why you don't want to rush him back? I'm trying to remember where I read this.
I don't think it was the bubble year. I think the year that he missed altogether was the bubble year. I think he came back. So, like when the year started in 2020, which was also like sort of a messed up year.
Got it.
But like it was after the Disney title, as how I view that. Yeah, let me see when Durant's first game was.
He was off for like 500 some odd days.
Yeah, I don't think he debuted until closer to Christmas.
Okay, here
you
go.
So whatever that was.
Could Durant's time, this is what Forsberg wrote, I was in the wrong column. Could Durant's timeline offer a hint to Tatum's recovery? Durant ruptured his Achilles in June of 2019, as you just said. He sat out all of 19-20, including the bubble restart.
Yeah.
Durant returned to the court December of 2020. So I think what he's saying there is there was an opportunity to bring Durant back in the bubble if you wanted to rush him. They didn't. They waited even longer until the next start.
Then he would have had to quarantine.
That's true, too. You couldn't order any food there.
Just bring him right in.
It was a big mess.
So,
but he says not rushing the process might have helped Durant come back looking like his pre-injury self.
This is something you and I agree on.
There's all these great stories about guys who come back in 10 months. Cam Akers came back in 6 months. Yeah, what did they look like when they came back?
Don't play him this whole season.
I don't think they're going to.
Well, I hope not. I think there will, but there will be a conversation. You can already predict it. If they are a playoff team, especially if they're like a top six team, and you're like, what if they added Tatum? But like, they're not going to add the most recent Tatum that you saw.
Correct.
Like, they need a guy that can. So I would
say. They'll be adding a husk of Tatum, empty husk of Tatum.
So like, even if they go on a run, I would look at it like the run they went on without Kyrie and Gordon Hayward. It's like, those guys aren't coming back. So just enjoy the run, go as far as you possibly can. And then next season, hopefully he's closer to what we remember.
People, shout out Chuck in New Hampshire, who says that was their Undertaker text earlier. People like that as a nickname for Tatum. How do you feel
the
about
Undertaker?
The Undertaker as a nickname for Tatum?
It's better than Big Deuce.
Opening day, when he comes back, the gong hits, the lights go off.
And then Tatum we do Undertaker out. GIF. Every time he takes the course, just sitting up out of the casket.
I mean, that all would be good, and it would be on brand for Tatum, because Tatum kind of steals everybody else's stuff, right? With his like championship celebrations, and he's kind of, you know, sampling Kevin Garnett over here and other people.
But you guys
over there
liked Halliburton stealing Reggie Miller's choke job.
Ooh, I did like that. I mean, that was an homage.
I think
what that was. Yeah,
yeah. It's kind of perfect, though.
Yeah, Halliburton's.
Just the whole thing is like set up for it.
So you're in or out on Undertaker as the nickname for Tatum? I mean, he has no good. He's Taco J.
Yeah, no.
Or the Anomaly.
No.
Or
Big Deuce.
Big Deuce.
Like, you don't want to be called Big Deuce.
I mean, I wouldn't want to. I mean, the man has it tattooed on his body, so he might. But The Undertaker, pretty good
Undertaker's
nickname.
Undertaker's a great one.
Pretty good nickname we've stumbled on.
Taker.
Taker. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. You have WEEI Afternoons waiting patiently. They'll come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour, and I'm going to go for it again.
Here we go.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Bilbo Grab Bag. She's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo Grab Bag. The bravest little hobbit of them all.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time! It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We start in the NBA playoffs. Of course, we spent a lot of time on the classic that was Game 1 between the Pacers and the Knicks last night. You get Game 2 tonight of Thunderwolves. OKC took Game 1 pretty dramatically. Do you expect that to continue? They are 7.5-point favorites tonight in Game 2.
Yeah, no, I made the mistake of saying this in Game 1, and Minnesota did not cover. OKC's look shaky enough to me, and their Game 1 against Minnesota, the first half was a good example of how they mostly played. The second half, they were lights out.
Yeah.
I got to see OKC do it again before I fully trust them. I'm on the verge of doing it, but I would take Minnesota with the points tonight. I think OKC wins this series, though. So splitting the difference, I would rather be on the Minnesota side with the points.
If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You are part of me, you're born. If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend, and I'll say, I think I'll have myself a
grab bag.
Last night in the NHL, the Oilers had a 3-1 lead over the Stars, only to lose 6-3. Tyler Seguin, 2 goals and an assist for Dallas, who take a 1-0 series lead.
So we could get Sagan and Marchand, Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
I know who you're rooting for there. I think I'm with you. I think Sagan. I'm pulling for Dallas. I can't root for Florida in a cup final.
I would think so.
But that'd be a fun matchup.
Yeah, Florida up 1-0. They play Game 2 against Carolina tonight at 8 o'clock from Carolina. You think Florida goes up 2-0, or does Carolina even it?
Yes. I think Florida dominates that series and goes up 2-0, yes.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Well, we haven't talked about it yet. Billy mentioned it in the trending today, but sad news out of the NFL. Jim Irsay, Colts owner, died at the age of 65, and he was just earlier in the day, like, tweeting about the Pacers. He's like, go Pacers, big game tonight.
Yeah, he was like, shout out to the Pacers, do this for the whole state of Indiana, something like that, earlier in the day. Now, I know he had not been in good health, but I was wondering yesterday, I'm like, it was a monumental day for the Tush Push ruling anyway, where all the owners were there voting and, like, arguing with each other in some closed-door meeting. I can't imagine he was at that, but he was up in the morning tweeting.
Right.
He died peacefully in his sleep during the day yesterday. So, yeah, I don't know how many details we're going to get on that immediately. But, no, it's something that, you know, not on anybody's radar. And you wonder, he's one of the few owners in the league, Keith. And he inherited from his dad.
Yeah. But like, he's not one of the few of.
No, there's many of those. But he's one of the few owners in the league who this was the family business.
Right.
It's not the Crafts and their paper business. You know, it's not most of these other owners who have made money elsewhere and then had the money to buy an NFL team. Like, this was a family business. It was the one thing that he's making money off of and inherited. And you kind of wonder how long that's going to stay in the Irsay family. That could be a team that's up for bid, I'd imagine, shortly.
Not all really rich people, do you get the sense, are like having a great time and are happy. I had the sense he was having a great time.
No, he
might have a hard 65, but I feel like he was enjoying himself.
At times, too good of a time.
Probably.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of times where people are like, oh, like, what would you do with $1 million? Or a billion. What would you do with $1 billion? And you see some of these billionaires and you're
probably what he's doing.
Rocket ship in space?
Yeah.
No. Own a football team and just like have a blast all the time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you live hard, you live fast.
Right.
That kind of thing.
You know, buy old guitars and stuff like that.
Maybe start a rock band and own a football team?
Sure.
Yeah, that's probably most of us.
That's up there, yeah.
Okay.
You are my sunshine, my only
grab bag.
This came out yesterday. I forgot to mention it, but apparently the NFL, in all their rule changes and all their different discussions, they're cooking up something else here where we might get O-Lineman of the Year. They're going to give out an O-Lineman of the Year award. What is it, college football now?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Outland Trophy.
Yeah. And if somebody on the
Bednarik.
And somebody on Twitch was, or on text line was like, they're just trying to steal your Haas of the Week.
Nah, it's basically Haas of the Year. It's a great point. They are stealing Haas of the Week and making it Haas of the Year. That's exactly what they're doing. Who's your favorite for that next year?
My favorite would be Big Trent Williams.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Yeah, Big Trent.
He needs to stay healthy.
Sure.
But I think he'd be the odds-on favorite.
All these guys
favorite.
Do. I mean, health, I put health first.
Yeah. You'd have
Do you have
to.
A favorite?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not our
Will
guy
Campbell?
Here. It's not Will Campbell.
If Will
no.
Campbell wins the award,
how many Haases of the Week is he going to win if he is the if he's the Protector of the Year in the NFL? How
protector
many
Protector of the Year?
We might have to retire Haas of the Week for a second time.
Would you rather?
Yeah.
Not to steal all of next week's material,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Would you rather be the Protector of the Year or the Keeper of the Cup?
Oh, definitely
Protector
of the Year. Yeah, okay. Keeper of the Cup is just who knows what skeletons that guy has in his closet. Yeah.
No fingerprints, though.
No.
Tell you that
good
much.
Point. He's getting away with whatever he wants. That's
You're
true.
You're not going to get him.
No.
No, sir.
You've been hit by a smooth grab bag.
Justin Verlander landed on the IL with a right pectoral injury. Verlander's still pitching. He's not great this year, but he's still out there.
What? Let me guess his team real quick.
Yeah. Oh, fun game. Where in the world is Justin Verlander?
Rangers?
No.
Nick's shaking his head. Do you know back there?
I do know, yeah.
Who?
The Giants.
He is with the San Francisco Giants. 42 years old. One of the few players in Major League Baseball older than me. And, he's 0-3 with a 4.33 ERA.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I've seen some photos of this guy.
I could see Billy and Nick talking back. I can't hear
you
them, but
know
I
know exactly what they're saying.
I know exactly
Billy
what they're talking
about. Billy Leanover. I can't hear him. Billy Leanover goes, play the Trump rock.
I
guarantee you. That's exactly
That's not it.
Okay.
I know what.
No,
I know,
I don't recommend. I don't request the Trump rock.
I know the subject matter of what you two were discussing back there.
Yeah. All right.
Come on.
Anyway, Verlander out with a right pec injury.
Okay.
Grab bag.
Gene Segura. Was it Jean?
How do you Gene.
Say? Gene.
I think it was Gene.
Gene.
Yeah.
Gene Segura.
Yeah, he had a tough upbringing. He was a Gene.
Gene.
Yeah.
Boy named Gene.
Yeah.
I think boy named Sue came back to kill his father. No. Gene Segura retired after 12 seasons, 2 All-Star appearances.
I was going to say, honestly.
Guy had a pretty nice career,
honestly,
I would have to say.
Would have been a good random baseball player of the day. Because I probably wouldn't have got that, but he was a 2-time All-Star, but never really on your
on
radar.
On a million teams.
Yeah, Gene Segura would have been good.
Well, wait a couple of minutes.
When they play the Marlins or the Phillies.
Hey, it might be today.
Is it Gene Segura?
Oh, I forgot to do an Oriole today because I thought the game was going to get rained out.
Yeah.
Whatever. Look, I got a guy in the holster. I'm not doing an Oriole today. Not to tip our hand.
This is honor Gene Segura.
It is Gene Segura.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
Sure.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Take a look. Yeah, no, yeah, he's got to be. Yeah.
Grab bag.
Jones, let's go to the phones. We have a caller that wants to talk about the madness from earlier today about the Weenie 500. Looks like we might have an update on the Weenie 500.
Yeah. Mark in Medford, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So, have you seen the 8 bets that you can bet on for the wiener?
No, we have not. What do we have?
Wow.
Okay, the first one is how long will the wiener song be? 60 seconds or over 60 seconds?
That's a quick song. Under.
Under.
Yeah.
And then what will be the top speed? It goes from like 0 to 10 all the way up to 101 to 120 miles per hour.
Ooh.
That's flying. And, no chance.
That's got to be shaking 70, at 80.
75.
Yeah.
Who will have the fastest lap time? And it lists, you know, all 6 mobiles.
Okay.
Chicago
and then
dog.
How many times will commentators say Oscar Mayer wiener? Over 2.5? Under 2.5?
Way over.
I would hope over.
Way over.
Will any wiener mobiles spin out, which I hope to see? I'm saying yes.
Yeah.
I'm with you, bet. That's got to be no juice on that bet. Yeah.
Good bet.
Which wiener mobile will have the slowest lap time? And it lists all 6.
New York but dog. I'm biased, but New York does.
What condiment will be sprayed on the winner? Ketchup, mustard, mayo, barbecue sauce, or another?
Mayonnaise.
Relish.
Mustard.
Relish.
It'll be mustard.
Okay. Just call my
name and I'll be grab bag.
All right. Best NBA performers from last night. Jones, was it Pascal Siakam?
Nope.
17, 5, and 6? Was it Aaron Nesmith, 30 points? Kind of hit.
Not kind of hit.
8 of 9.
8 threes. Three. Yeah, give him the 3.
Well, he had 2 rebounds and 0 assists.
Oh, yeah, but give him the 3.
Jalen Brunson, 43 points, 5 dimes.
Not him.
Karl Anthony Towns, 35 points, 12 rebounds.
Hey, he was trending that way.
Tyrese Halliburton, 31 points, 4 rebounds, 11 assists, and 1 choke sign.
This is tough. I think I'm going to go, if that was the game winner, Halliburton, no-brainer, I'm going Nesmith on this
You're
one.
You're going Nesmith?
Yeah, is that no good? I'm going Nesmith.
All right, no, I think Nesmith deserves it. I think he had a nice one.
Grab bag.
Best baseball performer from last night. Was it Jake Berger?
You almost knock your hat off.
I'm excited. 3 for 4. 2 dongs and a steal.
Okay.
Was it Logan O'Hope?
Hoppy.
Hoppy.
Yeah.
2 for 4, 2 dongs.
Nice night.
3 RBI, 3 runs.
Sure.
Was it Nick Kurtz? 2 for 5, 2 home runs, 2 RBI.
Mm-hmm.
2 RBI, 2 home runs. Was it Isaac Paredes? 2 for 4, 2 dongs. Or
double dong kind of night.
Was it Kevin Gausman? 7 scoreless with 9 Ks for the Blue Jays.
I forgot my first option. What was my first option again?
Your first option was Jake Berger.
Yeah, let's go with Berger.
You're going to go with that?
Yeah, sure.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, this is on me. I forgot that the Red Sox were playing tonight. They're playing the Orioles. Now, it might get rained out. Maybe that's what was in my mind. Yeah. They might get rained out.
Yeah, you were just so far. You were so far ahead of everything. You assume there's no game, so you skip right past the ball.
So I didn't pick an Oriole. Aspect.
Okay.
Hand up. That's on me. Tomorrow, get yourself an Oriole. Yeah. Guaranteed Oriole tomorrow.
2 of them.
Yeah. 2 Orioles tomorrow.
2 Orioles?
2 birds.
Wow.
This is a gentleman who played for just 2 teams. The Brewers and the Astros.
Not Gene Segura.
It's not Gene Segura.
Brewers and Astros. Okay.
Brewers and Astros.
Okay.
He was a shortstop.
Okay, Brewers
also,
and Astros shortstop.
Played a little outfield, a little second base, but primarily a shortstop. Far and away a shortstop.
Carlos Lee?
No, well, not a shortstop.
You know, there's a little bit of other positions in there.
What the hell?
Yeah, right. Keep going.
That's not Carlos Lee.
The teams are right.
Now, this he only played 6 seasons in the majors. Played 6 years in the majors. He was the rookie of the year in 1992. He finished 18th in the MVP that year. He stole 54 bases.
Oh, hell yeah. Where you said it was Brewers and Astros. Where did he start his career? Milwaukee?
He started his career in Milwaukee. Yeah, so he was a Brewers rookie of the year. He ended his career
6
with the Astros
years?
In 97. 92 to 97, rookie of the year, 54 steals in his first year.
God,
251 swipe, career average.
Swipe City.
Yeah, rookie of the year, which is nothing to sneeze at.
He was with the Killer Bees, right?
You know who we beat that year?
Bagwell, Biggio,
Kenny Lofton.
Wow.
He defeated Kenny Lofton for rookie of the year.
You're flying if you're doing that.
You're right. Right.
It's also AL Brewers, right?
That is AL Brewers. You got that straight. AL Brewers. Text line, or Twitch chat has it. text line.
I've started to slowly hate myself more than usual during this because I can't.
Well, you guys get them really quick, and then I'm like,
yeah, but I don't even have guess. Yeah. This is like the third day in a row. I don't even have a guess.
Yeah.
At least give me a guess. It's not Tony Graffinino.
Mm.
I'm just trying to even think of shortstops in that era. It's not Carlos Lee. No.
What were the years again?
92 to 97.
Shortstop, primarily.
Rookie of the year.
6-year career. What the hell?
And he's also in the Milwaukee Brewers Wall of Honor. That's a thing. He's in. He's in that. He's on that, maybe.
I'm breaking and looking. Billy, you can keep guessing if you want to.
I got nothing.
Let's see. Textline has it. Or Textline definitely. Or Twitch definitely has it. Text
Twitch
has
chat
it.
Is trying to throw me for
it's
a loop.
Not, you can't read everything that they write.
If this is who it is, I would never. Is it Pat Listash?
He got it!
I remember that name.
Dude, Pat Listash.
Okay, I remember that name.
Remember the name, remember the play. Wouldn't have guessed in a million years.
Okay, but you remember the name.
I do recall the name.
That's a random player.
But
Pat Listash.
If you asked me what position Pat Listash played, I would have been wrong. But I think I would have said he's a pitcher.
No.
Oh, he said baseball.
Yeah.
Plays baseball. It's positionless.
How many games a year did he play?
All of them, dude. He's the rookie of the year.
On the Milwaukee Wall of Fame.
He's in the Wall of Fame.
Pat Listash.
He had 503 career games.
Bob Uecker, Fonzie.
5'9", 170.
503 career games in 6 years?
Yeah.
5'9", 170.
He's a little pocket-sized guy.
David Eckstein ahead of his time.
He finished ahead of Jack Black McDowell, George Bell, Mike Bordick, Mike Messina, Albert Bell in the MVP voting that year.
Boy, he really fell off after year one.
He kind of was a one
and
done.
Burned hot.
Yeah.
How's he on their Wall of Fame?
Pat Listash, probably his rookie of the year.
They're like, well, he played 6 years. Five of them were in Milwaukee. Let's throw him on the Wall of Fame.
The Brewers don't have much. I
feel like that was a rookie card that I had.
Robin Yount, Paul Molitor.
You get the new Pat Listash?
Yeah,
I got the Pat Listash.
Ricky Weeks.
Ricky Weeks, good one. You don't have to
Prince
burn.
Fielder, Ryan Braun.
Prince Fielder, there you go.
You have to burn through all your Brewers now.
Yeah, do they play them?
Probably. They play everybody.
I think we should probably workshop more than we do. We should probably workshop way more names than
I'm going to start just Googling guys who stole a billion bases in their career and just work from there.
I like steals guys.
I don't necessarily think that's cheating. If you want to
look
do
up
some
steals guys,
they play the Brewers
general
right
research.
Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't. Oh.
They're playing the Brewers right after Baltimore.
How about that?
In Milwaukee.
Okay.
How about this?
Get your Brewers ready.
Monday through Wednesday.
Nice.
Listash was traded to the Yankees along with Graham Lloyd for Gerald Williams and Bob Wickman. With rookie Derek Jeter installed as shortstop, the Yankees intended to use Listash as a backup outfielder as they made the trade specifically to acquire Lloyd. Listash, however, suffered what they thought was a bruise, turned out to be a broken foot. So the Yankees returned Listash to the Brewers, accepting shortstop Gabby Martinez and pitcher Ricky Bonus.
That's our guy.
That's our guy. We both had the autograph.
Wow, how about that? How many random ballplayers
like
were in that one transaction?
Eight, yeah,
the whole transaction was random ballplayers.
Butterfly effect, man.
Wow.
One of the great what-ifs. What if Pat Listash went to the Yankees?
Pat Listash is our random baseball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned. You got WEEI afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we have the clip du jour next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, back around Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's time for our Clip du Jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the Clip du Jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the Clip of the Day. And today was the front office report on the Greg Hill Show. So Sam Kennedy was on with Greg and Wiggy and Courtney, and they were asking him, obviously, about the state of the team. But Greg was also kind enough to ask about what happened to my City Connect jersey, because every day I've been looking in the mailroom.
He's looking out for you.
So far, nothing.
Yeah.
But he had a chance to talk to Sam Kennedy, and he asked him about it.
With regard to the new City Connects, my guy, Rich Keefe, did not get one. Is it possible that we could shut him up by getting a jersey over here, the new City Connects?
We'll have to go back and scan the last 10 years of comments that Rich Keefe has made about the club. But assuming those all check out in the positive scale, then no problem.
Okay. And then I'm guessing probably, what is he, a large? And then he could just stop whining about it.
Yeah, other people have them at the radio station. I'm sure he'll just steal one if he doesn't get it. So.
Boom! Roasted!
It's really, there was a lot of like body shots in there, yeah. And then there's the kill shot at the end.
Yeah.
Because he's like, probably a large. Everyone's like, probably is.
And Sam Kennedy's so like, taking shots at you.
Greg's like, can he just shut him up?
Just shut him up. He's obnoxious. So annoying. Yeah.
And then Courtney's like, he'll just steal it from him. I mean, it's just a tough go. I don't know if it's worth it if I get this jersey.
Nah, it'll be worth it.
Do you think I get it? No.
Yeah, I kind of don't.
Probably not. What's the line?
Red Sox promise a lot, and there wasn't even a firm promise there.
I think
but the Red Sox promise a lot and don't often follow through.
Get jersey plus 200, does not get jersey minus 180.
That sounds right. Yeah, that sounds right.
Does not get it?
Yeah, I think the better bet, you get some juice on the other side.
Because
plus 200, but that's probably not going to hit.
He goes, yeah, no problem, but he's like, he's not. No, actually,
he's already forgotten about it.
Yeah, no.
If
you listen to the first hour of the show, I'm certainly not getting the.
We
were not happy with the club right now.
It was a tough way to play our cards after that. Well, I can't imagine. Andy Hart is very happy. Lied right to his face yesterday by the manager of the Red Sox. The crossover with WEEI Afternoons brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The lobster rolls are back at the Nines. 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on grilled brioche, served hot buttered, or with just the right amount of mayo and celery. You gotta love the Nines. We didn't get 6 or 7 out of Crochet.
No. And there is no way to spin this positive for Alex Cora.
Isn't.
Either he's a liar.
No.
Or he doesn't actually make decisions for his ball club.
Yeah, what's worse?
Would
you rather be a liar or powerless?
Powerless.
Yeah, right.
I think so.
Well compensated.
Yeah,
it
makes $7 million a year. What do I care?
Yeah, probably.
Figurehead? Sure. $7 million figurehead.
True. Yeah.
But liar? That just goes to your core. Yeah, we were just supporting him, too, for his decision to go to his daughter's graduation. We were on the same page.
Well, you were.
You were, right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you weren't? What?
It just calls into question how much he cares about winning.
Maybe he cares about winning, and he knew they needed a win.
That's true.
So he got
the great without him.
Ramon, pull those strings, baby.
That's true.
Okay, so we, I guess, on WEEI Afternoons.
No, I didn't think it was like a huge deal, but I just think with everything going on, it's just sort of like added to the pile. Like, he doesn't seem to be all that interested in the current games right now. Like, he's not going, like, I feel like if you're trying to win yesterday, Crochet stays in. If you're trying to win that game when Vlad Guerrero got the game winner, you would have put him on first base.
It's like, not a great year for Alex.
Yeah, yeah.
And
thank you.
I am in a weird position. So this is obviously for me the first time talking to him on a weekly basis every Wednesday. And he's really good. He's a really affable, likable, talkative. He acknowledges your questions, even if they're kind of edgy.
Very media savvy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm being played like an effing fiddle. Because this baseball team is not good. Well, they're underachieving.
They paid you off with a City Connect jersey. That makes sense.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, you're right. That's
a good-looking jersey.
Looking good, boys.
They bought your silence. They bought your silence, yeah.
They could have avoided all this. Yeah. I would have been complimenting them left and right. Yeah. They just put that thing in the mail.
Get in front of it.
Yeah. I mean, if they actually went back and looked at your track record for 10 years, does that get back to John Farrell?
Of course it does.
Oh, my.
I haven't even been here 10
you
years.
You got no shot. You might be fired if they
I brought this up to Jones.
Hopefully they don't associate any of my takes with yours.
No, but Jones.
Marchand gets involved. No, all of a sudden, Sam Kennedy and Marchand are coming for you.
But what's worse, I never fired John Farrell. Who fired John Farrell?
Yeah.
They did.
That was them.
So maybe at the time they didn't like it, but after the fact they were like, this guy was on to something.
You know what? He knew. He
knew what he was doing.
He knows
maybe you'll get two jerseys.
Hell yeah.
Maybe you'll get the hoodie with no sleeves to go with it.
I might need an extra large, actually, depending on. Yeah. Does it run big or small? What size is yours?
Mine's a large.
Oh, then I can wear a large.
Teddy's a 2X.
Okay. Oh, then large is for me, then.
Fit him.
Yeah.
Do you know Teddy was walking around town in his getting all these compliments and asked about the jersey, and he doesn't believe anyone knew
it was him?
Yeah.
Just like, hey, great jersey.
All they cared about was the jersey.
Like, hey, man, cool jersey. Where'd you get that?
That's what they were saying to him. And you're like, Ted Johnson, 3
hey, looks a lot like a mid-90s middle linebacker.
You human block of granite? Great. I love your jersey.
Brag, bro. Yeah.
We're actually going with a bulked-up Trot Nixon. That's what Ted is. Like, he's Trot if he went the Adam Vinatieri route and just got jacked post-playing career
in various ways. But how tall is Trot Nixon?
Probably not as tall as Ted.
No, I would.
He's listed at 6'2".
So you guys didn't hear the story
that high school football player.
Trot That's Nixon right. yeah. and Ted Johnson once attended a convention in Boston promoting latex.
You were saying Everclear concert.
No, worse. Latex rubber gloves that they were promoting. Yep.
Nice.
And Ted even like made this hand gesture to me. I was like, you're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
right
I don't like this. I don't like where this is going.
Where's the exit in this place? Why are there not two exits? But yeah. So we'll be breaking down how much we were lied to. Also, what has changed with Garrett Crochet either yesterday or over the course of the season? Because we have some day one audio from Alex Cora on WEEI Afternoons when he told us there'd be no limitations on Crochet this year. This felt like there were some limitations, right? Mm. And he was so defiant in his comments last night about, well, you know, we've known this for a while. This was going to be a down day or whatever the word he used. It was almost like, no, you didn't. Now you're selling it too hard. Doth protest too much. Mm. So there's a lot to get into there. We'll also get into that crazy NBA game last night.
That was awesome.
Wild. My developing theory about what's going to happen to whichever team gets out of the East. And I don't think it's good for the East because I think there is a budding dynasty that's going to roll through whoever they face.
Oh.
So we'll get a little bit of that. We'll talk to Tom Curran at 3:30. We'll find the latest on Ecton Chisholm III or whoever this next great slot receiver is that's all the rage.
New Gunnar Olszewski.
Yeah, white guy out of Eastern Washington.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Next Cooper Kupp, in case you hadn't heard.
Uh-huh.
So we got that, and we'll find out if he thought Drake May looked bad and maybe even out of shape, as I've had a couple people question to me.
I'm sorry,
boy.
What?
Yeah. I've not heard this.
I've had some media members ponder
Fat Drake May?
Out of
shape. Fat Drake May.
Maybe enjoying the offseason a little too much.
Well, he got engaged.
What does that have to do with getting fat?
It's all downhill from there.
Once you get engaged, there's
no coming back.
I think you drink a lot. Wait, I thought from engagement to wedding, you got in shape to look good in wedding photos, and then afterwards you went off.
You know what? That is true.
You probably looked great in your wedding photos.
I actually probably never looked better. I think I gave up beer for like a month.
See?
Yeah.
So Drake May engaged.
I drank clear liquor, obviously. I couldn't go cold turkey.
Jesus.
Yeah, well, what do you want from me?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.